Track 1.34. Listen to Dave talking about lip biting. Then complete the sentences as you listen.
People often bite their lips or cheeks to relieve stress or nerves. Although it can be painful, it's also a habit that some people find relaxing. When it comes to dental care, it can be a concern for many dentists. Here we'll take a closer look at the reasons why people do this and the ways to stop it. Teeth, lips, cheeks, or tongue can be harmed by biting. Repeatedly biting these soft tissues can lead to painful sores that can become infected if they're not treated. Any oral infection is considered a serious matter and should be treated. Constant biting can result in inflammation, redness, and pain. We all know how painful it can be when one accidentally bites. These one-off instances usually heal on their own within a few days, but when it happens more frequently, we should take a closer look at the reasons why. People tend to bite their lips, tongue, or cheeks because they are feeling anxious or stressed. One theory suggests that this habit is psychological, and it's caused by stress or nervousness. Physical damage may be caused by an unfortunate habit, such as biting while talking or chewing. A bad bite or a malocclusion can increase the likelihood that one's tongue, lips, or cheeks will get stuck between the lower and upper teeth. The best way to stop biting your lips, cheeks, or tongue depends on why it happens. If the cause of your biting is psychological, you can try to become more aware of when you do it, find a support system, and start behavior therapy immediately. Don't forget that knowing your triggers can help you be more conscious of your negative habits and allow you to work to fix them. It's also a good idea to talk with trusted friends, co-workers, or family members about your habit and determine a way that they can support you in stopping. It can be as simply as kindly telling you when you're doing it so you can become more aware.